The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. 'Cause it was fiesta and we were so gay, south of the border, Mexico way.
Good find there, Matt Sandwald. There's Mr. Sinatra. That's a great tune. I haven't heard that in a while. 806 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970, TheAnswer.com, listening around the country. We're here. You know what? I'm here on the radio. I think my mission is to tell you that it's not you. It's not you. It is not you at all. The rest of the world is nuts. And welcome. You can have find reality here. I always feel like people just shaking their head. They come up to me, can you believe what's happening? Have you ever seen anything like this? No one's talking about it. Joe, we talk about it, and we get to the heart of the matter, and I'm here to tell you it's not you. It is not you. Everything is nuts. Everything's wrong. I think there's an ulterior motive to everything. I think they just want us to be like the sheep that just follow, do whatever they want, and you and I shake our head. We are not. We are going to be peaceful patriots, and we're going to believe in this country, and we will carry on, especially after 9/11. I just felt like such a sense of patriotism, a swell in my heart of love of country, what we went through, how they tried to shut us down. I also felt such intense upset, and I'm being kind in my vernacular, but I don't want to use the word anger because I don't anymore. I don't even get angry anymore. You know, there's no hate, there's no anger, but I'm just frustrated, maybe a better word, with this administration handing off Afghanistan to terrorists. Just saying, here, take this whole country that we fought for the last 20 years, and thank you for your service if you served there, because you kept the terror at bay. What will happen now? I worry to death about that. So now Joe Biden goes in, and it's not Biden. It's just this regressive socialist mentality. Let's give the terrorists what they want. The same people who harbored Al-Qaeda, who took down the towers, who caused a plane to go down at Shanksville and the Pentagon, for crying out loud. And it's the 20th anniversary. How you couldn't have planned it worse. And then this. They put Biden at these sites, these sacred sites. Why would Biden even show up? And did you see him with the mask? He pulls the mask off. He makes a funny face. He's mumbling incoherently. And they're just shuffling this man around. When is someone... you know what I'm waiting for? This is what I'm waiting for. First of all, I want to see the mainstream news media say this. Go, I know, we were wrong. The Russia hoax thing, the impeachment thing on President Trump. You know, we just didn't like him because he attacked us, because he called us fake news, so we had to be on the defensive. But I know we were wrong, and we apologize. That nothing, nobody apologizes when they report the wrong news, or they take down a president, and then they don't say, oh, I was wrong, the impeachment was wrong. Yet they do exactly and worse what they're accusing the president of, and we got to put up with it. and then they use the virus. Where's the virus coming from? Why doesn't anybody care? Is anybody talking about it? They're letting the all you hear about on mainstream media is the virus, the COVID, and the variant, and now the variant, and now the Delta, Lambda variant. Every variant's coming out. It's not going away. It's just the COVID. You have to wear. You have to. You are mandated. You will take the shot. You will take the shot, and you'll show us your papers. It's like this. This is it. This is all they're mandating it. Where did the virus come from? How do we keep it from happening again? I'm the only radio show that's talking about it. And we found out where the virus came from, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's going to come out again. God forbid they can come, for them to let it go. And they just don't, because they're afraid of China, in my opinion. They're afraid of communist China. It's so frustrating. And then to hand off Afghanistan to the terrorists and to get 13 of our military members senselessly killed. And then to parade this guy that's representing this fiasco in Washington that is calling themselves the Biden administration. They parade this guy from sacred site to sacred site. Oh, please, it's not you. Trust me, it ain't you. You're not wrong. You see it, and your common sense tells you what in the name of God is wrong with these people. I wish I had an answer, because it's all power and control. It's the only thing I can come up with. All power and control on their behalf, you know? They got their cars. They got their drivers. When I talked to Jen Kearns about California, and I talked about it, and I'll go to the phone calls, and I appreciate you calling, 877-970-2999. There's the elitists, and we have the situation in New Jersey. I find it hard to say anything mean about Governor Murphy, because he's such a nice guy. He's a great guy, but politically, I don't understand it, and it's not really his fault. But when you're worth $550 million, you cannot relate to regular people. You just can't. And this is what's happening with the elitists in California when they support Gavin Newsom. Look at California. Beautiful California. I mean, geographically, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. It really is. And people work hard out there in the film industry. They always get after Hollywood. They work hard. But look what's happening. The homeless. Don't anybody care about the people? Don't you care about the homeless people? Every block in New York. I spent last few days in New York City. Every single block has a homeless person. I was brought up as a Democrat. A Democrats cared about people. What happened to the party? Why don't they care? Why don't they say, it's like you. It takes Curtis Sliwa, who's running for mayor as a Republican against Eric Adams, the Democrat. And when a homeless person goes in front of Curtis, and it's posted on Twitter, and he goes in and rather than rustling away the homeless person like they do, like the Democrats do, or just they cover it up, Curtis talks to the homeless guy. You got a problem. And the homeless guy starts to cry. It was one of the most beautiful moments I've seen. The homeless guy cries. And Curtis asks him, did you take your medication? Because Curtis walks the streets. But the Democrats in New York, they don't care. The very ultra-left, regressive socialist, white liberals, they're going to keep voting Democrat. They're anti-Semitic. They don't care. They don't care that everybody's against the Jewish population. They're up against Israel. They're going to still vote Democratic. Everybody's got to change. You got to listen in California, and you got to do a revolt vote. It could come from Larry Elder and go right across the country. And then you and I, because you and I know what's happening, and it's really wrong, and it's offensive. And you know what kills me? You know what really hurts most of all? They think we're dumb. They think we don't see it. They really think we don't see it. And because they know the Democrats. And I was one of them, so I have trouble criticizing. I was one of them. I would just vote Democrat right down the line. And people, now you got to be smarter. I say to my Democrat brothers and sisters, the party's not what you think it is. It's a regressive socialist, almost a communist party. You can't vote like that anymore. They don't know what they're doing. Look at the White House. Look what's happening at the White House. Let me go to Kevin, if I may. Guys, Kevin, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, buddy, you had really a beautiful show on Friday. The best retrospective. And I don't blow smoke, you know, yours was wonderful.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, man.
Do you remember me? I used to call in when you first went on the year years ago.
Wow. Thank you. Thanks for calling back. You know what? Thanks for talking about... hold your thought. I'm sorry, Kevin. But thanks for saying that. At the end of Friday's show, Kevin, I was exhausted. I just... After we went off the air, I said, we offered. I said to Alan, to Joe, and to Debbie, I went, oh, because it was so wrenching, you know, emotionally wrenching, right? It was just so thank you. Thank you for your kind words, my friend. So what are you thinking? Yes.
That's what my thoughts were. Such a beautiful show. Not too much. Definitely not too little. Perfect guests.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Kevin, thank
really.
You.
Really.
And thanks for being there from day one, man. We appreciate you.
Your yes, guy sir. Told you where I am, right? Moscow?
Where, are you in Moscow? You're right. I remember. Now I remember. You're in.
Yeah, you don't mention me anymore.
What?
You say we've got people in Israel. We got people in Europe. Hey, don't forget your Staten Island buddy. Okay.
Are you? What? Can you talk? Are you? I'm afraid the KGB, the old KGB, is going to come in. Are you? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Stuff.
What are you doing in Moscow, Kevin?
I'm an English teacher here.
Oh, that's great, man! And living in Russia, as it were, not so bad. I mean, you've been there for a while now, so it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We, huh? It's not a totalitarian state.
You're hearing a lot of propaganda, you know, if you want to be stupid, they're going to do things, but,
yeah.
I keep my nose clean. I come from a cop family, you know.
We're
on the right side of the law, right, Joe?
I love with your accent, man. You got your Staten Island, New York accent. I love it in Moscow.
It's not going away, Joe. It's not going away.
Hey, listen, Kevin, thank you for checking in. God bless you. Godspeed over there, man.
I'll check in from time to time.
You will. We will for sure. Thank you, Kevin. God bless you, man. Thank you for your kind words. Calling in from Moscow in Russia. I remember he was there from day one, an English teacher over there, and checking in with us. Let me go to Matthew, if I may. Hi, Matthew. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Thank you so much, Joe, for what you do. What's on my mind? The angry failures of Mr. Biden and his VP are showing where their priorities are, Joe. When we have Americans held against their will in Afghanistan, like your guest mentioned, the pregnant American woman who was kicked in her stomach, Joe, by Taliban at a checkpoint. And, Joe, the 30 California school children that the media is trying to ignore who are held hostage in Afghanistan thanks to Mr. Biden. And by the way, I give President Trump credit. You know, people talk about the 13 of our brave men and women who were murdered in Afghanistan, our soldiers.
Yeah.
President Trump mentions that there are many others wounded. And he always talks about that. He does not forget those who were wounded, American service people that were wounded in that bombing. But here's this, my point. And Kamala Harris knowingly allowing COVID-infected immigrants along which, by the way, are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate, criminals, drug dealers, federal, every state in our country. And their priority is campaigning for Governor Hairdo in California, releasing criminals that go on to rob, kill, and assault innocent California citizens, just like the Democrat mayors of Chicago, Baltimore, New York, and Portland. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. Yeah, stay fired up. Let me go to Judy before we break. Hi, Judy. I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Could we send Bernie Sanders back to Moscow, too? I'd love that. you know, he's a big communist. Why is he here? I have no idea. With four homes and multimillionaire, makes no sense to me. Such a hypocrite. I'm sorry. No, I didn't want to talk about him. You know, first of all, thank you for yesterday. I love that song. I can't tell you. It was
there you go. There you go, kiddo.
Yeah.
Yes,
But now I'm upset again. I'm upset because, listen, they're trying to paint. I've heard this. People are trying to paint Biden as a hero for closing the Afghan war, okay? Mm. And they're forgetting about the fact that just like the Americans were abandoned in Benghazi on the same administration where he was VP at the time, now they're abandoning Americans in Afghanistan right now. And I want to point something out, okay? The withdrawal, okay? There's the difference. I was reading an interview, and I'm going to make it as short as I can, Joe, but it's really important to hear this. Cash Patel, he was the chief of staff. He's the one with the worked out this whole withdrawal that was so brilliant and worked so hard on it. Mike Pompeo as well with President Trump. And let me tell you something. They would never have given up the Bagram airfield that we know. This was like the brain center that was controlling the Taliban. Because guess what? You know what? You know how Trump kept them in check for 18 months? There wasn't one thing while they were working on conditions for withdrawal. He threatened them with the entire force of the military if they harm one single American, okay? And there were no casualties in the time they were working on withdrawals. And guess what? Taliban said this because guess what Biden said? Biden said, I'm not going to abide by any agreement that President Trump made with Afghanistan. Do you know what the Taliban said? Well, if that's the case, then we don't have to. We can violate the agreement as well. They're the one, Biden had no plan. He had the plan the way they had in Benghazi. No plan. Yet he's going to be made to be a hero. But people have to know that President Trump, with Mike Pompeo, brilliant people, and Cash Patel, had an amazing withdrawal thing where they wanted to even work out like maybe a democratic or parliamentary government where you've got Taliban and Afghanistan working together, and that would have been done. And I'm not even so sure they would ever have given up the Bagram airport, okay?
They would never have done that. Judy, thank you. We got a break, but thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I don't know that that Biden gets away with this. I really don't know. Andrew McCarthy's coming up. And right now we got Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Morning, Joe. Sunny and 74 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect. First day back to school for New York City students. A truck where it shouldn't be on the FDR North and at 53rd Street Center Lane out on the northbound FDR Drive. You're backed up from the 20s on up. A three-car crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound near the Sheridan Expressway. Taking out the left lane, so 45 minutes on the inbound upper level of the George, 35 for the lower. The Lincoln is about 30, the Holland 35 from either approach. It's going to take you an hour on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound from the Gothels Bridge to across the Verrazano Bridge. There's a new traffic pattern. Crash in Newark, 21 southbound at Vanderpool Street. Accident cleared off the Parkway northbound at 137. Your forecast today, partly sunny and humid, high of 85, scattered showers. Tonight, 69 in the city. Tuesday, partly sunny and 79. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Susie. Alex Kinsella, my buddy over at Route 22 Toyota, wants to let everyone know that due to the current landscape in the automotive industry, your current vehicle has never been worth more. Alex told me that he's paying overbooked value for all makes and models. Hello! So get over to Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey now. Find out how much your vehicle is worth. Whether you lease, finance your vehicle, or own it outright, it's worth now more now than ever. And this is what Alex been talking about. I had a great conversation, by the way, over the weekend with Iggy Giuffre about Route 22 Toyota. It is amazing. Business is amazing there. But now you, it doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle, Route 22 Toyota is offering overbook value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, and our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your time. Here's the number, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. You call for a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today, 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex's team. Get more than ever before for your current vehicle. You can visit them at 109 Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Christine Nicholas.
We are the voices that you hear Friday nights on Radio Night Live. And Christine, we are excited because coming up September 17th, we are going to broadcast for Broadway.
That's right. At the Hunt and Fish Club at 125 West 44th Street, we hope that you'll join us for a two-hour special live presentation about Broadway coming back.
We've got a very good list of people that are going to join us, Christine, including the great Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Brian Stokes Mitchell is such a wonderful New Yorker, Broadway, TV, film. But during COVID, he entertained his fellow neighbors by singing Quest. And that was a tribute to the essential workers. So thank you, Brian Stokes Mitchell. And we're looking forward to seeing him and you on September 17th.
Make your reservations by claiming your table right now. They're going fast. 347-625-1220. 347-625-1220. 347-625-1220. Or go online to opentable.com and reserve your table today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Andrew McCarthy coming up in a moment. I want to remind you to call a Relief Factor at 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Go to relieffactor.com. You want to see if you want to get out of pain? You want to see if you can get out of pain? You get the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Everybody. I mean, I tell you, thousands of people are taking Relief Factor. And in my opinion, it's because it works. That's why they're taking it. Right? And now you could be 100% pain-free. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if you can get around the house? You can walk a little bit. You don't have to say to your kids or your grandkids, yeah, I'll catch up. You go ahead. You don't want to get up out of your chair like this. All right, here we go. You know, you could really be out of pain, I think, if you just, let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. It's the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You want to be pain-free like me? Ever since I started taking that 3-week quick start, work for me in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks, $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 826 on AM 970, The Answer. You know, I gotta tell you this. Let me know when Mr. McCarthy joins us, if I may. This is, you know, we're going to talk with Andrew, but I got to tell you, they're not verifying me on Twitter. I have a whole thing I want to get into. Is that wild? Because Kara, she kind of submitted something that, I won't get the blue check. You know, why do I wear that as a badge of honor?
It's very dubious.
You know, very, 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 I wear it as a badge of honor. All right, let me go to Andrew McCarthy. Andrew, welcome back to the show, Mr. McCarthy. Great to have you with us always.
Joe, I'm glad to be with you. And if you're having a problem, I'm pretty good at identifying people, suspects and the like.
Listen, they won't give me the blue check on Twitter. I wear it as a badge of honor. They say, you're not, Andrew, this is hysterical. They go, you're not, no. As a result, we could not reliably verify that the account associated with the request is a notable person, organization, or brand. Thank you, Jack Dorsey.
You got to try a little harder, Joe. I mean, what's with you here?
I guess I got to back Biden. I don't know. Maybe that's a problem. But, you know, what's going on? Hey, Andrew, how are you? How are you, my friend? All good in your life?
I'm doing great.
Huh? That's good.
Doing fine. Thank you.
You know, so we're all kind of bumped and bruised from 9/11. And what really hurts, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. McCarthy, what hurts really is that after I see the valor and the strength and the beauty and the courage of the FDNY, the NYPD, and at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville. And then we got a guy in the Oval Office who hands Afghanistan over to the terrorists that harbored Al-Qaeda, who took down the tower. I mean, am I being dramatic when I say that, Andrew McCarthy?
I don't think so, Joe. I mean, I took the opportunity, just like a lot of people did, I think, to watch some of the documentaries, which brought back stuff. I mean, I was involved in counterterrorism for 8 years before 9/11 happened, when the World Trade Center was initially bombed.
That's right.
So a lot of that seemingly ancient history, it was a long time since I'd seen it and lived it. And what I was most struck by was the images of our cops and firefighters running to the buildings and into the buildings at the time when everybody else was running away. No discredit to them. It was a frightening mass murder attack. But just that kind of courage and valor, which was the similar mark of our military forces when they got dispatched to Afghanistan and cleaned al-Qaeda and the Taliban out in, you know, pretty much nothing flat.
Right.
To flash forward 20 years later and see the Taliban retaking Afghanistan and to see them having a celebratory parade on the day when nearly 3,000 of our fellow Americans were killed was appalling beyond my ability to articulate it.
And the White House just distracts. They just distract. They're going to send Joe Biden out to California to campaign for Newsom, which I think may get Larry Elder elected. I'm just saying. I said, I don't know what they're thinking. I really don't. But then, and he's going to go look at the fires. And goodness gracious, it's just unconscionable that there's no remorse or regret, you know, or humility in politics anymore.
Joe, you know, this is who this guy is. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's written about how Biden seems like he's out of touch. That he's, you know, a little old and out of the range of whatever passed for his prime in this job. And I have to say, this guy is the same guy that he's been for a half a century. It's not an accident that Robert Gates, who was a top intelligence official in both Republican and Democratic administrations, including Obama's administration, noted that Biden's been wrong on every major public issue for the last, you know, back then it was 40 years, so we can add a decade. He hasn't gotten any better. But this is who this guy always was. And I just think that, you know, yes, he's around 80 or whatever he is, but if he was 40, he'd be making the same call.
Yeah. And you know, Andrew McCarthy, it's like, you know, you and I may agree, we may disagree. But when was there, and help me if I'm wrong, because I always like to be objective and pragmatic on the program here. It's like I didn't see any remorse or he wasn't distressed that we lost 13 military members. I saw no compassion. Did I miss something in this guy? He would always say, God bless our troops. He would always close the speech with that, Biden would. I didn't see. Mm-hmm. We got no inkling, and that, I'm telling you, that's I think why his poll numbers tanked because of that. There was no humility and no compassion on it. Did I miss something there?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt on that, just because it's so excruciating. But we all read the reports that came out of his meetings that he had with the families of the fallen. And, you know, I mean, exuding compassion is not the way you would describe the way that he conducted himself. And then, you know, Joe, you've been in public life for a long time. Here's something I'll never understand.
Yeah.
Whoever Biden's handlers are, why do you let him wear a watch out to the tarmac? You know, he's the friggin' president of the United States. If he wants to know what time it is, somebody will tell him, right? But why does he need to have a watch on? Because just as a nervous tick, I mean, in some ways I feel bad for Biden because, you know, I can understand looking at a watch once or twice just because you don't know what to do with yourself in that kind of a grieving moment. But I just think it's a catastrophe for him to have, the remains of the fallen in these flag-draped coffins coming out, and he's looking at his watch. I mean, it's crazy.
And no one – and they let it go. That's what gets me crazy. That's another thing with lack of humility. I'll tell you that I'm nuts. If I say something, I say I may be a wacko conspiracy theorist. I don't know, but this is what I think. There's no caveat. There's no humility. I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't mean to look at the watch. You're right. It was an awkward moment. I was something. They let it go, and the press doesn't hammer it. And it's so frustrating for those of us who believe in this country, love the military, and believe in them sacrificing, and for this guy to look at his watch, it's interesting that you bring that up. And I don't know that there's any excuse, but I wish that the press would do an investigation on it, at least look into it, Andrew. But you know what? I got to get to Andrew while we have your time, if I may. Is you led the prosecution, and you know, Andrew McCarthy, so you're listening, don't forget, as a former and one of the brightest legal minds, former chief assistant U.S. attorney, you again, like you said, you led, Andrew, the prosecution against the perpetrators of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and were part of the prosecution team for 9/11. weren't we aware of that they were going to do this again? How did we let it go? You nailed these guys. How did it happen all over again? That's what a lot of us are asking. Didn't they see the red flag? The red flags all over the place, huh?
It's a great question. I mean, Ramzi Youssef, who was the main bomb builder back in 93, at the time, basically, you know, sent a letter to the, I think it's to the Times, saying that, you know, our calculations were off this time, but, you know, next time we'll get it right. And they always said there would be a next time. And those of us who were investigating these cases knew that it was always a matter of importance to them to go back to the places where they had sort of failed. I mean, it's hard to call the Trade Center bombing in 93 a failing from their perspective, because it was a huge bomb that they managed to detonate. But they only killed six adults, which was miraculous given what the disastrous layout of that place was after the bombing. But I think, Joe, you know, to try to be objective about what we did, we were trying to deal with a national security problem through the criminal justice system as if it were a crime problem, which was not the right way to deal with it. When the attacks are being coordinated in faraway countries where our agencies don't operate and the writ of the courts doesn't run, you really can't. It wasn't until after 9/11, when Bush dispatched the military, that we had that kind of combination of national security measures and criminal justice measures combined, which is what kept the country safe for 20 years. So I think, you know, we weren't effective enough as a country treating what was a national security problem as if it was a crime problem. And the other thing is, and this gnaws at me and probably always will, we did the best we could with the blind sheikh. We got him a life sentence.
Yeah.
But, you know, after 9/11, he was not subjected to the death penalty. It wasn't a death penalty offense at the time. And after 9/11 happened, Bin Laden credited him with issuing what they call the fatwa, which is the Islamic law edict that approved the 9/11 attack. So, you know, the bottom line is, by treating him as a criminal rather than a military suspect, you know, we incarcerated him, but we never stopped him.
Yeah, great observation, Andrew. My goodness gracious. And before we let you go, sir, why haven't the five surviving jihadists been... why are they still alive? Forgive me for being so dramatic, but
right. They should have been executed years ago. But, you know, Bush, I think, to his credit, after 9/11, he tried to shift this onto a war footing rather than treating terrorism, international terrorism, as a crime. And one of the ways they did that was to set up this military commission system rather than put these guys in the civilian courts where they'd get presumption of innocence and all the discovery of our intelligence files and all that jazz. And unfortunately, the military commission system hasn't performed well, and it's been relentlessly attacked by progressive legal scholars. So it can't get out of its own way. It's never managed to finish a case from beginning to end. I think we've had 8 or 9 guilty pleas, but they've never had a trial that they got finished. And here we are 20 years later. These guys have been under military commission indictment since 2012. We can't get the case started, the trial started.
Great conversation, Andrew. Always appreciate it, my friend. Andrew C. McCarthy. Thanks, Andrew, for joining us. And let's chat soon, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Andrew McCarthy, contributing editor at National Review, fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, former chief assistant U.S. attorney. Yeah, that Andrew makes such a vital point there. You got to, forgive my vernacular, you got to whack them while you can. Take them out. Oh, God, forgive me. 8:38 with Joe on the radio. And, you know, Bill Gagan is in for Al Gattulo this morning, doing the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
We're at 75 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer.
We are ready for this school year, and a team of facilities experts are laser focused at ensuring our schools open with the gold standard of health and safety measures.
That school's Chancellor Maisha Porter insisting that the schools are safe. More than 1 million New York City public school students start this school year today. New York City will begin enforcing its vaccine mandates also today in restaurants, movie theaters, and performance spaces all across the five boroughs. New Yorkers need to show proof of a COVID vaccination to go into most indoor spaces. A number of state lawmakers are touring Rikers Island today following recent problems at the massive New York City jail complex. You now know what's going on. Bill Gagan on AM 970, The Answer.
It is sunny and 74 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. It's also the first day back to school for New York City students. Be careful out there all day long. Somebody's in trouble. There's a stall, a truck where there shouldn't be on the FDR North and at 53rd Street in the center lane, an hour to go on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound from before the Gothels Bridge out to and across the Verrazano. Wrecker on the scene of the crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Sheraton. So two left lanes are out, damage done at the inbound George. 50 for the upper, 35 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln is 30, the Holland about 35 from either approach. New York State Thruway southbound delays. That'll go from right around exit 14 to exit 12. Your forecast for today, sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 85. Scattered storms tonight, 69 in the city. Tuesday, partly cloudy and 79. Wednesday, partly sunny and 88. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Worried about what you're breathing in? With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Available at Navage.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Joe told you about Connors and Sullivan. If you want a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan regarding your assets, nursing home costs, will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, hello, all that stuff you don't even want to talk about, you can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Check it out by taking this free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. How about that? They can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home, by the way. 718-238-6500, please. 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. I went to Connors and Sullivan. I was there. They helped me out. It's something I just don't like to deal with. I went to Brooklyn, you know. But you can get a free in-person initial consultation if you call the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan. Here is the number, 718-238-6500. And like I always say, if they help me, just think what they could do for you. All right, 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I say.
Hey, Monday, September 13th. As Frankie and the boys from Bloomfield Avenue. 843 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. I love when you call. I love when you tell us what you're thinking because you're generally right. all the time. Yeah, you know, it's not you. You see what's happening. You see right through it. We talk about it on the radio, and I appreciate you coming up to me and saying, Joe, thanks for all you're doing. I heard that more this past weekend. Joe, thanks for what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. I don't even know what I'm doing except speaking the truth, you know? And I'm telling you right now, I say on the radio, I could be wrong, but I love this country so much, and I see what's wrong, and I see the politics of it all. And you know what's so tough is when you do the morning show? Because before, when I would just blindly vote Democrat, I never looked at the issues. I never peeled it back, layered it back, and looked at it. But on the radio show, we have to do that. It's like our job to do it. So we see, why is this happening? How is it happening? And I'll tell you what, it's scary what they get away with. It's scary that they what they get away with, the government, what the government gets away with. We love we the people. We love the United States of America. This government has gotten so out of control. And that's why we vote for a guy like Donald Trump to come in, and then they take him out. They take him out. The virus, they politicize the virus before you know it, he's gone. What's happening with China? What's going on? Who started the virus? Where's everything coming from? From communist China? When are we going to take care of ourselves? And what was wrong? And I objectively ask, what was wrong with America first? America first. Anything wrong with that? You got to start making all the PPEs here. You got to start making the chips. These chips, there's a slowdown in so many things industry wise because everything's made in China and it's not here because of what? Oh, the pandemic. Oh, that's right, the pandemic. Man, they are orchestrating this whole thing, communist China is, and it's just unsettling because they feel like they can do it and they're getting away with it, and it just would seem that the Oval Office is compromised by communist China. Is that okay to say that? And again, I may be wrong. Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me I'm crazy and explain to me. But it looks right now they're totally compromised by communist China. So going back to Twitter, as I started talking about, this is great. We've reviewed your request to have your Twitter account verified. I do not have the blue check on Twitter, see? And then people are like, yo, why don't you get the blue check? Well, the account will not be verified at this time because the evidence provided did not meet our criteria for no notability. But the Taliban is verified and is on Twitter. So I don't rate, but the Taliban does.
So kinder and friendlier.
Beheading the law that just diminishes the rights of women and assaults. Sure, maybe I should start. What in the name of God is going on? You tell me I don't speak the truth on this show. Look at this. As a result, we could not reliably verify that the account associated with the request is a notable person, organization, or brand. And now, if you'd like to review our guidelines for being verified, I want to know why Louis Farrakhan is verified. I want to know why the Taliban, a terror organization, is verified. They're on Twitter, and I can't get verified. That is why. When you ask me, Joe, you don't have the blue check, I wear it as a badge of honor. I don't want to. You could take this. I don't want your stinking verification. I don't need it. It reminds me in high school when you wouldn't get in the right click, you know? Remember the word click? Used to be in a click in high school. Now you got to go in the Twitter click. I'd rather not be in it. I'd rather be completely independent. And I'll tell you what, and that's the way I feel anymore now. I have no faith in the Republicans except for the few that we put on the show. I have no faith in the Democrats except for the few that we put on the show. And it's you and me. It's you and me fighting tooth and nail and trying to make changes little by little. And the way to do it smartly is what we're doing is what Larry Elder is doing. And Larry came on the show and he said, I don't know, I could hear in his voice because I know him for years now. And he's a good friend and a great guy. And he's, I don't know if I should go in. He didn't know if he should go in. And I said, timing is everything. Timing is everything. He's right. And he goes, yeah, timing is everything. Boom, he jumped in. Now, I'm telling you, the only problem is the people in California, and I was one of those people that just vote blindly Democrat. They go, well, no, we need to vote blindly Democrat. The way we're doing it smartly and under the radar is if Larry gets in, oh, that's the changes that you need. You got to do it smartly. You got to do it smartly. Not like, and I got to tell you, what really cracked me up yesterday is, or on Saturday night, when we walked out of Cipriani, and there's a guy there heckling everybody, and he's doing the talking points of the Democratic Party. He goes, oh, well, what, the insurrection. What about January 6th, the insurrection? Was it an insurrection? Did you support the insurrection? Did Trump Did Trump really win the election? Now, I felt like going, yeah, actually, Trump did really win the election. What, you got a problem with that? I almost wanted to say, oh, look, Jim Acosta is here. And the guy was in a shirt. He was slovenly. He was just, he just looked like a loser. This guy that's heckling everybody coming out of this event. And it was September 11th. And we were celebrating the first responders. We were mourning lives lost. And this punk is out there. And it was all I could do. I didn't say a thing. I kept it quiet because I went and the police came over and they kept the peace. And it was really, really nice. And then I was with Joe DeGeneva. And then Joe's wife just lashed out at him before she got in the car. It was great. And shut him down cold, by the way. These are punks. They are punks. You know what? I don't want to be verified. I don't want to be one of those people. I don't want to be. Don't you keep. They will not. And I watch CNN and I watch MSNBC and I try to be objective because I like some of the board. I like Anderson Cooper. What am I going to tell you? I like some of these guys. Wolf Blitzer is a good reporter. I don't like what they say. I'm a Lester Holt fan. Well, you know I am, you know, but I don't agree with the way they just really take the news and they don't even do the news objectively. They just politicize it. And they just try to sway opinion. They use it as an arm of whatever they believe in, and it's wrong, and it's absolutely wrong. So if it takes me not being verified, it takes me on the radio speaking the truth every morning, I'm here. I'm up, I'm early, and we are in a fight, and I think the fight is just because what they're doing is inexcusable. See, and stop blaming Donald Trump. Stop going back to Trump. Explain to me this phenom, this mystery, this bizarre occurrence that is called Joe Biden. Who is this creature? Who is this strange man? I mean, it's like Andrew McCarthy said, everybody in Washington, I always thought he was a nice guy, but I didn't know he was mean-spirited like that. There's a meanness that I see from him now. Not even having any humility or caring or compassion for the military members whose death he caused. He caused blood on his hands and no humility. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us. Lee is running for governor of New York, and Gianno Caldwell. Gianno is going to address the issue that there were more deaths in Chicago of children by guns and by shootings than they were by COVID. So you hear what I'm telling you? More deaths in Chicago by shooting. They outnumber the deaths by COVID for children. Is anybody watching this? Is anybody talking? Gianno Caldwell is, and he'll join us in the next hour. 8:51, and Susie's on the roads for Debbie right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Thanks, Joe. Morning. Sunny and 75 in our city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. New York City school students back in session today, so be careful around the schools all day long. A crash on the Bell Parkway westbound at Farmers Boulevard, knocking out a lane. A stall on the Throgs Neck. It's Queensbound in the center lane. Center lane truck shouldn't be there. He's in trouble on the FDR northbound at 53rd Street. Inbound George Washington Bridge, about an hour for the upper, 40 at the lower, all due to an accident still being cleared off the Cross Bronx eastbound. The Sheridan Expressway hanging there, a wrecker is on the scene. The inbound Lincoln is going to be about 30 minutes. Inbound Holland, 35 from either approach. Accident in Edison, Route 1 northbound at Forest Cave Boulevard. That is blocking a lane. Your forecast today, sunny and humid, 85 in the city. Scattered storms tonight, 69 in the city. Tuesday, partly sunny and 79. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Sterone on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Be sure to tune in each and every Sunday morning at 10 for the Buddy Foy Jr. Show with entrepreneur, restaurateur, and TV personality Buddy Foy Jr. Buddy will be talking with a variety of guests about issues that affect all of us. It's the show where business meets politics to help you succeed. That's the Buddy Foy Jr. Show, Sunday mornings starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fishing, loving every day.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. How are you? It is Monday, September 13th, into the fall. School starting in New York. Did you get in touch with Empire State Bank yet? You know, you got to go to esbna.com, esbna.com, you know, because they're a community-minded bank, the folks at Empire State Bank. You know, hometown banking has been gobbled up by these big corporate cats, right? Yeah, but Empire State Bank, they get it. They understand the community. They've been in business over 15 years, and you want to know your banker by his or her first name. You want to be treated with respect. Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. I've seen that firsthand with Phil and Jeannie. You know, and Esmeralda and Tom, what a great community-minded bank. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs. And from business and personal checking, savings to online banking, mobile banking, Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers. And they'll be able to connect you, you know, with whatever you need, whoever you need. And you could call, whether it's by phone, online, you can go in person. They're there for you. Locations are in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank, please visit esbna.com, esbna.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
856, Joe Lombard is the man, the marathon man, meteorologist. Hey, Joe, weather-wise, going to be warm today, you're saying? We're holding on to summer, yeah. You know, trying to hold on to summer.
Yeah, we are, and I kind of like this, you know, for those of us who like summer. We're going to hold on to it, I think, for the next week and a half, all the way up to the very end of the summer season next Wednesday afternoon. I think about 3:51 is when summer officially comes to an end. But, yeah, warm but humid today, probably mid-80s, 85. Some of the western suburbs, upper 80s with some hazy sunshine. Shower or thunderstorm risk tonight. I think tomorrow's warm, not as warm as today, humid, more clouds and sun. Could be a spotty shower with temperatures closer to 80 than 86 to 90 on Wednesday. Late in the day or at night, we get some thunderstorms. Wow. And I think it's cloudy or Thursday and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm around.
We love it. Hey, Joe, how do you get your bike painted? Is there a bike? Is this, I mean, in the industry, they know where to get your bike painted, pink and
this
gray?
This is a guy that I stumbled upon from somebody else who had their bike, you know, painted. And I said, ooh, I need to talk to this guy because mine is all scratched up. It needs to be repainted. So I got in contact with a guy, and he's going to have it all done up. I'm excited to see what he's going to come up with. I mean, we know what the colors are, and I know what the color scheme, you know, what it's going to look like. You know, in a vague sense, but I want to see the finished work. I should see it in about a week.
I think you need a velour seat, man. A velour seat. That'd be very Jersey. Come on. That's what I need.
For those 100-mile rides,
Joey, thank you. Joe Lombard right there. the Marathon Man, meteorologist. Hey, 9:25, Congressman Lee Zeldin's going to join us, okay? About 25 minutes after 9, and then right after the news at the bottom of the hour, Gianno Caldwell will join us. So we got a great hour coming up. Please call in at 877-970-2999. We'd love to hear from you. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we're coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.